Hello, everyone. My name is Prince Matthews, and this is a spoken word piece I wrote, and I titled it Tale of Two Cities. Envisioning a just Pittsburgh, done summoned the prince. Demand and demand ever since. I was born in Homewood in 1992. I've never been a product of my environment. Always made my environment a product of me. I went from a crack house, which is the White House, then the Weston House, to the White House. Now, Prince is going to Princeton, but they believed in me since then. But unfortunately, from communities like mine, I'm an outlier versus a common story. So I have to be a voice for those who suffer in silence or those who became victims of violence. I'm from a place where Mark Zuckerberg couldn't face a book or where Picasso couldn't paint a picture so vividly. This is a soliloquy. On this starry night is a donation of sorts. So call St. Vincent because I'm going to take you all on a trip to where the van goes. So let me begin to paint this picture. Right now, it's just so cold out, I gotta put another coat on it. True story. The walls of my community, Homewood, was once sodden in graffiti, until we later covered it up in comedic murals. Now, ironically, history is covered in history, making the mystery of the misery. I know all this seems like a paradox, but this documentary is starting to get good, because graffiti holds history too. It's the hieroglyphics of the hood. But both stories need to be told, so we're going to need a paradox, documentaries. But let me start to get more surgical than a paradox. How can I depict this relationship to make it more relative to Pittsburgh? Well, we're a city of rivers, so let me start with a paradox. This is where my ambassadorship gets anchored in the motion picture. Breaking news. In the heart of the Still City, we got the Steelers, the Penguins, and the Pirates, collectively united in the branding of the team colors, which collectively unites Pittsburghers from all walks of life. I know we all seem to bleed black and gold like the Steelers, but I've seen blue slap with Mac in the park, and I'm not talking about the late, great Mac Miller. Hey, Pittsburgh, you know you can't spell community without the unity. Communicating so common with the common, so common like a conman, this conversation feel like it's just you and me. As a city, I don't believe we came this far just to come this far. We need justice for all, not just us. For example, I appreciate Leon Ford because even though he's paralyzed and can't walk anymore, he still ran for Pittsburgh City Council and stood up for us. He became paralyzed over a paralyzed. The police officer said, hands up. They said he got shot for making a funny move. He should have been stiller. Well, they deserve an Oscar for that Police Academy Award. I took a look at the scene and the background being extras. Checked their backgrounds, but the main cast took the lead role. So we need to change the script. Who's directing this? Cut, 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 cut. Cut it out the fabric of our communities. We need to patch things up. We need unity. Let's put all of our differences aside. Let's make a quilt. It'll be the most beautiful thing that we built. Speaking of building, our tallest building in the city is a U.S. Steel building. And our tallest challenge in the city is us, still building. Whether our kids were born to have or have not, they're still children. For those people who had it, Pittsburgh Riverfront was an opportunity for relaxation, to grab a boat to take a cruise on. In neighborhoods like mine, it was only an opportunity for hiding bodies. The killers had three rivers to choose from. And that is why, in my vision, I envision a just Pittsburgh, not just Pittsburgh. How can we have such a discrepancy of what one experiences in Pittsburgh despite being considered a smaller city? When things don't add up, I start subtracting. That's how I treat math. Because it's ironic how we're known for building 446 bridges, but we rarely cross paths. As I do my work in the communities, down my spine it sends shivers. Because as beautiful as they are, sometimes I wish we didn't have any rivers. Sometimes I go to the point and look across the water to the other parts of the city and calmly say, be water, my friends. And then look down at the water and say, be water, my friends. In retrospect, where they intersect, the three rivers are channels where they're supposed to connect. Wait, isn't that the point? Get it? The point? So hopefully this message will get more to tune in, so we can channel more introspect and practice collective intellect. I guess hindsight is always 2020, but now I'm envisioning a just Pittsburgh, So I'll leave with this precognition. You can't spell justice without us in it. Thank you.